start today, though, the federal government says that a bill that could introduce new trespass laws is targeting animal activists that share personal information, things like farmers' addresses, online. The proposed legislation would create two new offences around inciting others to trespass, but doesn't aim to strengthen existing trespass laws, as those are set at a state level. The Federal Agriculture Minister is Bridget McKenzie.
Well, we think that farmers should be able to operate lawful businesses producing world-class food safely, that their workers should be protected, that their families should be protected. And so the offences really go to, there's two offences. The first offence will apply where a person uses a carriage service, uses the internet, with the intention to transmit material to encourage others to trespass on agricultural land, where that trespass will cause detriment to the business. And that particular offence has imprisonment up to 12 months as one of the penalties. And the bill also contains a second offence, which will criminalise the use of a carriage service to transmit material where the intention of that material is that it will be used by another person to unlawfully damage, destroy property, commit theft. And we've seen some instances recently of livestock being stolen effectively, etc. That particular offence will have a penalty of up to 5 years imprisonment. And this really is a continuation of our government backing Australian farmers and doing everything we can within the federal powers to protect farmers and their families. Obviously, as you know, trespass is a state government issue, and I'll be continuing to have conversations with my state counterparts to make sure they enact some rigorous legislation about protecting farmers through trespass laws in each and every state and territory across the Commonwealth.
Now, you mentioned the punishments or the potential punishments. In the past, we've seen examples where, you know, big fines could have been imposed and somebody instead gets fined a single dollar. Do you feel like the punishments on offer here will be strong enough to deter people?
Well, I think the penalties are definitely strong enough. 5 years imprisonment is a very, very effective penalty. What we need to ensure then is it's enforced. And that is incumbent then on law enforcement agencies, on those affected to actually report the criminal offence. And I'm confident that given how this issue has really resonated, not just with the agricultural community, but with, you know, urban Australians as well, who don't think it's okay that you can just wander into someone's business or on farm or into their, what's effectively farmers' homes, and steal stock, harass workers and intimidate the family. So I think all Australians have accepted that this is the minimum we need to do. I think we also can strengthen trespass laws at a state level, but make sure the police and indeed the judiciary are, as you said, following up with the enforcement and then the handing down of the sentences.
So will you be doing anything more at a federal level to increase trespass laws, or is that you just can't do that?
Yeah, no, we can't do that. State and territory governments are absolutely responsible for laws against trespass on private property. That's why the offences that we've laid out in this particular bill go to the use of the internet, because that's something that as a Commonwealth government we have oversight on. I guess the bill will protect farmers and ag businesses right across the supply chain, just not on farm, things like abattoirs, feedlots and sale yards. And yes, it's about protecting livestock businesses, but also horticulture cropping. We've included aquaculture, fish processing and forestry on private land as well. I mean, we've got to really stand up for an industry that employs hundreds of thousands of Australians, that actually produces over $60 billion per annum, that contributes to our national economy, and make sure that our farmers, our foresters and our fishers can get on with their work in a lawful way and not be harassed.
Now, you mentioned a couple of times that idea of protecting farmers. Shouldn't, though, agriculture face scrutiny if people are doing the wrong things, they aren't treating animals correctly? Shouldn't that be found out?
Well, this is where the offence actually goes to that material that will incite unlawful damage, destroy property, commit theft, etc. Obviously we have a raft of measures already in place that ensure animal welfare standards are of the highest order in this country, and we have a variety of mechanisms and procedures to ensure that that occurs. So that won't change under this legislation, but what will change is animal activists thinking that they can just have a right to head off and intimidate and commit illegal actions on private property.
Do you expect any obstacles in this bill getting through, or do you think that is it will get through pretty easily?
Look, I thought this was one of the more interesting but yet unreported aspects of the federal election campaign. We took this policy to the federal election and were very clear about it. And I'm yet to hear from the Labor Party whether they're going to support these very sensible measures to crack down on this illegal behaviour. So I will be calling on Joel Fitzgibbon and the Labor Party more generally to support this through the Parliament. It was introduced by the Attorney General in the House of Representatives yesterday. It's got to go through the processes and obviously head off to the Senate. But I'll be calling on the Labor Party to support this so we can implement this bill and give our farmers protection against these militant animal activists as soon as possible.
That is the Federal Agriculture Minister, Bridget McKenzie. So what do farmers make of this? Well, the Victorian Farmers Federation has welcomed the move but says more can be done. President of the VFF is David Johinke.
Well, we welcome the Attorney-General's submission of these new bills to the government because it actually gives the property rights, gives the farmers some acknowledgement that they do have rights and that they should be protected, especially when people are malice, when people are taking the law into their own hands and essentially interfering with people who are doing a law-abiding legal occupation.
It does seem to be the case that both of these offences are to do with inciting other people to trespass onto agricultural land. So is your reading of that that it's designed to try and control things like the Aussie Farms website where farmers' addresses were listed?
Absolutely. When we saw what happened with the Aussie Farms website, if it was any other colour, creed, race, or even religion, that site would have been taken down instantaneously. No, the community wouldn't have stood for it. But in agriculture, the lack of empathy, the lack of drive, the ability for us to actually control it isn't there, and this gives us the opportunity to manage that or give a process for the authorities to take it and actually remove those that offensive or even the inciting websites or information.
And now there are the penalties that are on offer for one of the new offences is 12 months imprisonment. The other one is a maximum of 5 years imprisonment. Do you think they're strong enough potential punishments to stop people from doing those kinds of things?
Look, it's the way that it's applied and these are the maximums. I'm not really full bottle on the exact scaling of them. But however, we do want a strong deterrent. This provides a strong deterrent. And ultimately, that's what's been lacking out of this conversation. It's been, we've seen other people take the law into their hands and get very minor offences. We've seen people who've been producing these websites not being held to account. And this now gives restores some balance to that conversation.
Now, you mentioned in your media release on this that consumers are free to eat or not eat whatever they want. Aren't consumers also, though, entitled to know that the food that they're eating from the animals that has come from haven't been treated poorly or cruelly? Don't they have a right to know that?
There are numerous pathways, numerous authorities that actually play in this space, and we encourage anybody who's got concerns to contact those authorities if they think that something's been not handled the right way, if there is a welfare issue. What we don't want is people to be taking the law into their own hands, entering people's properties, disturbing their households, disturbing their right of ability to run a business for their own personal crusade. We're not for a moment saying that there should be no ability to have right of thought, right of voice. We see even in this that we're protecting the fact that journalists can promote and have the discussion. We're not trying to stifle freedom of thoughts or opinions or voice. But what we are doing is we're wanting to ensure that property rights are maintained and that farmers aren't the easy target that they have been.
And just finally, is this enough from your point of view, or will you be lobbying government to push for further changes?
Well, as we know, this pairs to what's happening in Victoria with our inquiry, looking into trespassing, and we want to make sure that the actual trespassers themselves are dealt with in a matter as accordingly, and also that we have the ability to escalate if the offence escalates as well. So when the police do come, and if there's footage that somebody can, yes, they trespass, and then if they commit a Biosecurity Act infringement, that gets taken to account, and then if they actually take property, that's taken to account as well, and that we're not seeing circumstances where there's a light touch, where there's actually severe penalties for people who do, in any other circumstance, with any other business, with any other occupation, would have been treated far differently, that agriculture is now on that even pegging and got that balance back to where it needs to be, where our rights are also protected.
That is President of the Victorian Farmers Federation, David Johinke.
You're listening to the Country Hour on 8.